These fresh conversations about gun control in Washington began, of course, after last Friday's tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut. People in that community are paying close attention to the conversations in Washington, even as funerals and memorials commemorating the victims go on. NPR's Kirk Siegler sent this report.
Rogers Park Middle School chorus sang Amazing Grace, beginning an emotional tribute to Newtown before a crowd of hundreds last night on the campus of Western Connecticut State University. It's about a 15-minute drive west of Sandy Hook Elementary.
We come together as members of 10 communities to remember and think and wish the best for our good friends in Newtown.
Inside this arena, the message was healing, coming together to help victims of the tragedy. But outside and across this region, the conversation is fast turned to whether any laws could have prevented Friday's shootings or could stop future tragedies. Over at the Newtown General Store on Main Street, Katie Dayton said she was glad to see President Obama making firm demands for action yesterday.
If this was something that will prevent future tragedies like this, I think it's a good thing, and I hope it doesn't get lost in the mix like a lot of other committees and bills and things going on in Washington.
Dayton says military-style assault weapons shouldn't be so easy for everyone to get. It's something you hear often here. Deeply blue Connecticut has some of the toughest gun laws in the nation. There's a partial ban on assault weapons, and concealed carry permits aren't guaranteed. But like so much of the rest of the country, guns here are still a complicated issue. Just ask Buddy Holland, who says guns don't kill, guns in the wrong hands do.
But on the other side of the coin, I just don't think civilians need assault rifles.
A lot of people here are quick to tell you they know plenty of people who own guns, if they don't themselves. Much of this corner of the state is rural, and the picturesque hills around affluent Newtown are popular with hunters. John Fleming, who grew up here, has been coming to a makeshift memorial that sprung up in the tiny village of Sandy Hook off and on for the past few days.
I don't know what the answer to this in the future is going to be. Personally, I don't think it's on the gun side of it as much as I do on the person behind the gun. I'm a deer hunter. I have my own guns.
Fleming watches as people kneel down and light candles. They're lined up in front of piles of flowers, photos, and teddy bears overflowing the sidewalk along Churchill Road. It's a moving place to be, about a city block's distance from the elementary school, and Fleming says he's still having a hard time even processing the shootings.
I don't know. It's not going to be an overnight fix on this.
I think it needs to be addressed immediately.
But federal action addressing the alarming trend of gun violence can't come quick enough for others, like Kayla Farrell. As last night's tribute to Newtown Memorial was getting underway, she clutched a packet of tissues and a yellow tulip that organizers were handing out to people filing into the bleachers. Farrell says the president and Congress can take steps to addressing the problem right away without taking away people's Second Amendment rights.
Maybe not gun control as far as take away the guns, but gun control as far as controlling who has the guns. I think that he should have an idea of what to do by January. Absolutely.
Perhaps no constituency seems more prepared to hold Mr. Obama to his words to do something than this one, still grieving from the loss of so many lives. Kirk Siegler, NPR News, Danbury, Connecticut.
Morning Edition on your public radio station, which brings you honest and thoughtful reporting on the most emotional of issues. You can continue to follow us throughout the day and join the conversation on social media. We're on Facebook. Morning Edition is also on Twitter, among other places, at Morning Edition, at NPR Green, and at NPR Inskeep.
Listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.